So the first question I thought would be an interesting answer is, well, for me to answer, is what do you think would happen if you put everything a human knows, their life, their family, their memories, everything they do, if you took that and put it into a machine and gave them no memory of what happened, no memory of how they became a machine or anything like that, would the robot know anything? Now, the thing is, this has been answered by a lot of people, and yeah, I know this is not going to be one of those crazy answers of mine, because I like to think of also answers that I can actually answer. Now, if you were to think about it, if a robot was a human, that it was put everything a human is and everything a human does, now you're not going to need the heart and the lungs and everything, no. I mean, if you downloaded the memory of its life, its family, if you gave it love and feelings, and if it didn't see itself in the mirror, would it still think it's that person? My answer is I don't know until I see it. Because to me, there's another way this could go. If there was a whole person's memory in their life and everything like that, download to a robot, if that robot is alive enough and real enough to know, to think that it's human, I think that eventually it would figure out it's not. It would figure out that it was just a duplicate of a robotic machine of the person. And I think that it would know eventually. Not right away, of course, because even a human wouldn't know right away if they were what they are and stuff. Like if you erase a human's memory and they wake up, they're not going to know who they were. That's kind of like if you put a robot, if you put a human's memory into a robot. They're not going to know who they are. They have to figure it out, even though, yes, they would remember it, but they're not going to know exactly who they are. So, to me, I don't know. I would have to see it in order to figure out. Now, of course, I don't want to see it. I believe in the robot apocalypse and all that. I don't want robots to become that intelligent. But, yes, I feel that maybe it could become enough where it would. No, it was think it was human, but like I said, I don't know which way it will go. If it will never know it was a robot, or if it would know it's a robot. But anyway, that's the end of this answer. I know this one's kind of short, but I really wanted to answer this question because I saw it on, I think it was Instagram. But anyway, of course, like always, call in, ask me questions. It can be a question like this one, or a question like the one I gave an example of the intro, anything like that, and I will do my best to answer. Till next time, I have been Sin, and this is my podcast. I hope you've enjoyed. Okay, so a question that has again been asked, been answered, I mean, by a lot of people is what is the difference? I mean, what is the line between art and not art? Now, artists have an opinion on this, and I am not an artist. I do creative writing. Some people consider that an art. I'm not for sure if you do, the person who's listening to this. But so I cannot have opinion on drawing and stuff like that. But well, I can't have a right opinion. But my opinion for this would be, in order for something to be art, I feel like you have to care about it. You can't just draw something and call it art. It has to have meaning and value. It has to mean something to maybe not you, but to a person. It can't just be something that someone created that they call art. And if they did create it and they like it, then it's not art. If they create it and they love it because they did it, they put their heart and soul into it, as you would say, their sweat and tears into it, then yes, I think it would be considered art no matter if it's a finger painting from a 5-year-old or one of Pablo Picasso's paintings. There is a line between art and not art. In my opinion, you must care about it. And if you don't care about it, if you just liked it and you drew it, but your audience, it means something to them, then I would consider that art because you cared, because someone cared about it. That meant something to someone. It maybe inspired them or made them smile. It's just something, it spoke to them. Maybe it wasn't the writer or the movie maker or the artist. Maybe it didn't speak to them, but it spoke to the audience, the person who viewed it or watched the movie or read the writing, or just it spoke to that person. So my final answer for this question would be, in order for something to be art, it would have to be
something that someone cared about, maybe not the creator, but a human, a person who cared about it, and put that they had an opinion on it, that it meant something to them, and it wasn't just something that they saw and like, yeah, I like it. Something that maybe inspired them, or they gave to a person as a gift because it made them think of them. So it would have to be something like that, in my opinion. Anyway, that's the end of this answer. As always, please send in questions you want me to answer. Till next time, I have been Sin, and I hope you all have a good day. Until next time, bye. A question that myself has took a great interest in the past few days is, could someone live a normal life and yet never tell a lie? Now, first let's talk about lies. What are lies? Lies are denying the truth, saying something that isn't contained of correct facts sometimes, or not saying the correct thing. Some people lie because they find it fun. Only a few people, but then there's most people who lie sometimes for the greater good, because they feel in that moment it's better to lie than to tell the truth. And sometimes that's true. Me, myself, I've told a few lies because it's their greater good. But is it really? If you were to tell a lie and have it be a lie to avoid the truth, would that hurt the person less or more? Would they care that you lied, or would they prefer you to tell the truth? There's no way of answering this unless you tell the truth, which you've already would have picked your opinion then. You already would have picked your option. So you have to think carefully before you lie. You have to think of, is that person, would they prefer the truth, or they prefer a lie? Some people are sensitive in a way where they act better and are affected better by not telling the truth. And me, myself, I prefer honesty. Honesty to me is the best way. But I've been lied to. Everyone has. And so most people do it because they think it's greater good. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is. I'm not the decider of that. But let's get back to the main question here. The question is, could someone live a normal life and yet never tell a lie? What would be my answer? Huh. I mean, it's a question. A question that, if someone was to never tell a lie, was to be brutally honest, they would probably not live a normal life. People would try to avoid that person due to the fact that they never lie, that they say exactly what you ask them. So I think, but see, maybe they could if they're surrounded by people who prefer the truth and honesty, because some people do. My answer to this question would be, I don't know. I don't have an answer to this one, surprisingly, because I would have to see it in order to know. Would it be better or would it not? Would they live a normal life? But then again, don't we all live a lie? We all lie to ourselves our whole lives. Sometimes it's better or worse. There is no way. So, that's it for this episode. Like I said, my final answer would be, I don't know if they could live a normal life. I hope you enjoyed. Think about this question yourself. Send me a voice message with your answer. As always, you can call in and ask me questions, and I'll answer them in my next segment. Till next time, I have been Sin, and I hope you have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.